Hallelujah. Oh God. Because you are worthy. You are worthy, God. There's nobody that deserves it more than you. There's nobody, God, that deserves it more than you. So we're going to exalt you right now. We're going to give you our best praise. We're going to give you our best worship. We're going to give you all the salutations. We're going to bow down to you. Because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. We dare not put nobody before you. We dare not exalt anything higher than you. We glorify you, God. We glorify you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. 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 We magnify your name because you are great. We glorify your name because you are great. You're a sovereign God. You're a sovereign God. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. You are He was, who is, and who is to come. We magnify you, God. Hallelujah. 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 We bow down to you, God. We are the Uncle Shade. Hiya. 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 We exalt you, Lord. Glory. You are worthy. Hallelujah. You are my man, Nelakasia. You are Lord. You are God. You are King. You are everything. Oh God, we bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 You are, you are, you are. You are, you are, you are. Oh God, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We don't tell you enough. We love you, Lord. We bless you with the clapping of our hands. We bless you with the stomping of our feet. We bless you in a dance. Glory! Oh, God! Higher! 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 We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We sing you praise. We magnify you. Glory! Because you are sovereign. You are all powerful. You are. He was. He is. And is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are our solitude. And we magnify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God. And we tell you just how much we love you and how much you mean to us. We invite you into this place. We invite you into the sanctuary. Settle right here, God. Settle right here, God. Be in our midst today. Reign on today. Settle right here, God. We give you a Shabbat praise. Glory. Settle here, God. Settle here, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hayabashana. Hayabashana. Yay, God. Yay, God. Hayabashero. Hayamandero. Hikoba hasedo osia. Glory, Lord. Glory, Lord. It's your glory. Your glory train. It's your presence. Hayaba. Yay, God. Yay, God. We are local Shane. Hooray, Lord. Hooray, Lord. Hooray, Lord. Settle right here, God. Oh God. Settle right here, God. We invite you into our hearts. We invite you into our minds, Lord. We invite you into our situations, no matter what it is. We invite you into our homes, Lord. We invite you into that thing that concerns us about our children. We invite you in that thing that concerns us about our finances. We invite you into that thing that concerns us about our parents. We invite you, Lord. Sit on here, God. Right here. Come sit right here, Lord. Oh, Baba, shed it all, see. Because see, Uncle, shed it all, see. It's so much that your people carry, God. It's so much, Father God, that's weighing down on your people. Come settle in our midst. We are giving you an invitation, a VIP. Oh, God, because you are important. Settle here, God, and you don't go shut now. And let your people know, God, that you are the one that's in control. You are the one to hold our power in your hand. You are the one that you don't go see, that shall be magnified and glorified. It's all you, God. Settle here, Lord. Ah, oh, Baba, Baba, Shani, Oko, Sunday, like I see. Oh, God, I'm standing in the gap for your people. You know each and every last one of us name by name. You number the heads on our head. You know what we need and what we don't need. You know the things that consume us. You know the things that frighten us. You know the things that agitate us. Oh God. I'm standing right here, God. In a midst, God, that I'm your co-see. That I may come and make up your co-see, a petition concerning your people. Everybody that's here, everybody that's on the way, everybody that needs to come and won't, stir them up, God, that they may know that you are settling some things. Settle it, God. Oh, ba-ba-ba-ba, shan-ni-da-da-ka-si-ya. Fix it, Lord. Change it, God. Rearrange it, Lord. Oh, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, shan-ni-da-da-ka-si-ya. Oh, Lord. Settle right here, Lord. Some things are so weighty for your people. Some things are heavy in your people. Some things got your people yoked, God. It's got them bound, Lord, and entangled and shackled. Settle here today, Lord. Oh, my, 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 Nia.
The Bible demonstrates.
Jesus. Settle right here. Settle right here, God. Settle right here. Settle right here. Please, Lord. Settle in Yokoshana. Settle Yokoshana Maha. Settle Yokoshana Maha. Settle the Yokoshana. Settle, God. Haya Maha. Glory to Yokoshana. Settle, Lord. Settle, God. Oh, Mama, Mama, Yokoshana. Settle, Lord. Settle, Lord. He called my mama, mama. Because if you don't settle it, and you don't fix it, it can't be done. It won't be done. It's impossible for it to even be done. But you, God, we crying out. Settle right here. Throw your weight around, God. You are so mighty. You are so powerful, God. Throw your weight around. He called me a Kashana. Stand on me, a Koshana. God say, I'm going to stand up for some people. He going to stand up for some people that never tried to defend themselves. He say he's going to throw his weight around. He finna show up and he going to show up. He oh baba baba shanene la kasia. He oh baba shana. He video kasia. He gonna settle some thoughts that has caused us to be in a place of confusion. He gonna settle them thoughts. Hey, he oh baba baba shanene la kasia. Hey God. I'm gonna show my hand, says God. I'm gonna show my hand. It's gonna be a mighty move of God. Move, Lord. Move, Lord. Settle your koshana. Oh, he called my mama. Settle it. Fix it. Move it. Change it. Uproot it. Plan it. Smooth it. Hey, God. Throw your way around, Lord. Hey, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, mama, 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 mama. Oh, mama, niyo koshia, mimi mo niyo kasia. Haya bahashana. That's it, give it to him. Let him settle it. Let him settle it. Let him fix it. Let him smooth it. Let him change it. Let him open it. Let him close it. Let him settle it. Let God be God. So you won't be you. Oh, mama, niyo koshana. Settle it, Lord. Move it, Jesus. Change it, God. Uproot it, Lord. Oh, mama, niyoko shana. Oh, mama, niyaka si. Oh, niyoko shana, nino, mino, nina, niyoko shana. Haya, mama, niyoko shana, nima, niyoko shana. Oh, God. Settle it. Move it. Change it. You are not defeated, says God. He called my miracle. You are not defeated. This is not the end game yet. This is not the end game yet, says the Lord. Oh God. This is not the end game yet. Haya baba sheri onko shane mamane ha. Ha. Diso mame onko shane mohasi. Oh God. the beginning. This is just the beginning. Oh, papi, ojo, shani, monia. This is just the beginning. This is not the end game, says the Lord. He called my mama, nigga, now. See, I had to go in and move some things and shovel some things because you weren't going to be ojo, see, taking the right step. We will not be ojo, see. We are mama, be ojo, see. We weren't taking the right steps. See, the only way that we could take the right steps is if we thinking on things that are good. We weren't taking the right steps.
See, we need to get some structure. The name of the this sermon today is structuring our steps. See, we be going the wrong way, baby. We don't be knowing what way to go. We don't be knowing what to do, but we think and believe that if I think on this thing or even reason within myself, I'm going to make the right step. And then you done stepped in a whole pile of... Y'all know what I'm saying? So you ain't make that right step. Oh, Jesus. Structure our steps, Lord. Structure our minds that our steps will be ordered by you, Lord. Oh, see, we can't make the right steps because we are not allowing him to structure our minds. And we don't want to be transformed in our thoughts. We don't want to think on things that is good. We do not want to have a mind of Christ. We do not allow him to structure our steps because we think we know what to do. Come on. The name of the sermon again is structuring our steps. Oh, God, touch us today. Ooh. Make it personal, Lord. You don't go see. Just say, Lord, make it personal, please. Just say, Lord, structure my steps. Just say it to yourself. Say, come on one more time. Make this personal. Lord, structure my steps. Because if we do not allow him to structure our steps, we are doomed. Oh, God. We are doomed. We are doomed. How can we get him to structure our steps? See, I've been trying to help us with these tools that we may be able to utilize them. I've been trying to get us to see what he's been showing me about the things that we can obtain through him by simply doing what he say. But we got to follow these instructions. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens, y'all. See, this song right here ministering to me this morning, I don't know about nobody else. Because I want him to settle in my life. I want him to settle in the church. I want him to settle in the heart. I want him to settle in the mind. I want him to settle in our situations and our concerns. I want him to settle some things for us, because if we do not allow him to settle some things for us, I'm going to say it again, we are doomed. Structure our steps on today, God. Jesus. Everything that you want God to settle for you, write it down on that yellow sheet of paper and that red pen. Everything you need him to settle for you, write it down on that yellow sheet of paper and red pen. I don't want you to be writing down absolutely nothing and then you saying in your mind something bad. Oh, he ain't gonna do that for me like he do for him. Oh, he ain't gonna do this because I did this oh so bad. Oh, he ain't gonna show me my... Structure your thoughts today. Structure your thoughts today. If we do not structure our thoughts, guess what, y'all? We will not structure our steps. And until we structure our thoughts and our steps, God cannot order. Did y'all hear me? He can't. We want him to settle. Prophetess Tamika, the Lord just said it was done. Last week, this is what I heard, and I'm telling you what I saw. It was done last week before it came to your knowledge this week. Tell me, he said, why these devices and all this other stuff was being devised and conjured up. And I keep seeing two weeks ago, before you came into knowledge of what was going on, because he leaving you in the dark. He said he had already settled it for you. So I gotta say it one more time because he's telling me to. What you just now found out about, I already settled it. See, I had to throw my weight around. Y'all, each one listening to this. He gotta throw his weight around, baby. You ain't seen nothing until you see God step into something on your behalf and throw his weight around. See, he said the earth is his, the earth and everything in it. He said it's even his footstool. That's a big old foot. He said he hold everything in the palm of his hand. That's a big old hand. You ain't seen my daddy throw his weight around until you messed around and literally gave it to him. You want to see something change for you? You want to see some things being moved out? He say, I throw them out the way. You want to see some things being shuffled on your behalf? Baby, it's like sitting at a poker table and you don't know. That's when he do his best work. When you don't know about it. Because if you don't know what he doing, then you going to try to do what you do. I'm talking about throwing that weight around, baby. Thank you. They need to see your wonder. They need to see the wonders of the Lord. Because the wonders of the Lord is unimaginable. You cannot contain them. You can't figure it out. You don't even know. You don't even have a clue. When he get to throwing his weight around, baby, you be standing in amazement in other folk and people. We all be in awe with our lips hung down to the floor. So, we talk about that weighty stuff. We talking about that stuff that got us walking with a limp. We talking about that stuff that we drag like it's a ball and chain. We talking about a man that want to throw his weight around. He say, cast your cares on me because I care for you. And if you care for somebody and you trust in them, he not going to just throw his weight around. He going to settle some things. He gonna settle that situation. He gonna settle that conversation. And the mouths that's moving is gonna be shut tight. The Bible says he'll make them confounded. In other words, they're gonna be walking around like on Ice Age. Do-do. Ain't that what they was doing? Them dodo birds, they don't even know what we're doing. Yeah, you better stop messing with God's people. Because he going to throw his weight around. You ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to try to defend yourself from lie after lie. You ain't your whole son now. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody to try to convince that what that person said or what that person did is untrue. I'm talking about year after year. Oh, I got to pray it again. Oh, God. He going to throw his weight around. He going to throw his weight around. Because it's time now for God to raise his people up. Because he is structuring our steps. As he ordered our steps. As it see, when you step into something, you got to step into it with what? Belief. And with trust. And knowing that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask. So all, I'm going to say it again, all that you ask, he can do above that. So that means what you asking, you cannot imagine what he can do beyond that. I guess I'm the only one that got that.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
I ain't got to go and ask him in no doubt, because I'm allowing him to structure my mind. So if I go to him and ask him, I'm asking with a good thought. And what's that? It is so. It is. It is. It is. See? Oh, God. He don't go see. I just see him pushing and moving things out the way. It's been there too long. He called na na no mahasia. People ain't gonna be able to access that area no more. He throwing that away. People ain't gonna be able to move you so easily when they acting or doing a thing. Because he moving, baby, he throwing his weight around. He throwing it, it's going round and round and round. It's going round and round and round. And he ain't just Ziyoko Sana. He ain't just throwing it around. Y'all better pay attention to these words. He say, I'm settling it. When something is settled, it means it got some solidity, right? It means it can't be easily moved. He say it can't be moved. Not easily. He say it can't be moved. Oh, my mind made a local son. Structure us, God. Higher local son, nigga, like I see ya. Throw your weight around. I'm not ready to describe them to y'all, then. Baby, that's a whole lot of weight to go around. It's going to scare some folk. The Bible says it's a terrible thing to fall under the ground. They gonna be so scared. They getting in trouble. What that movie say? It's gonna rain on their head. They gonna get real wet and slimy. Let me tell y'all what I learned over the week. When it's some brown stuff on a rock with water, it gets slippery. And when it gets slippery, it feels like slime when you touch it. So don't get on that brown. It's gonna pull you down. And then it's gonna make you frown. Let me tell you something about him throwing his weight around. It gets slippery, baby. It be like a slope. You going down, boo. And it's gonna be boop. Baby, you can't hold down the soldier. Did you hear what I say? Baby, when you put your feet in water and it's coming the opposite way against against you and it's in a waterfall, you can't fight up against it because it want to push you in the same direction. But when God get to throwing his weight around, you can push back. And you can fight. Yali, baby, you want, look, when he get to throwing his weight around and selling some things, you get some solidity under you. So you ain't deceived by that brown that's going to knock you down and make you frown. Because, did y'all hear what I said? I'm just saying, we go into the book of Psalms. We go into the book of Psalms today, Psalm 37. The Lord gave me two scriptures I want to elaborate on today. The Lord says, structure in our steps. That's the name of the sermon. That's the name of the sermon today. Structuring our steps. He started ministering to me and talking about this, and I had the water running because I was ready to get in the shower. But I kept on walking back and forth. And in the midst of me walking back and forth, I wound up sitting in front of my computer and writing down the definitions to the things that he was saying to me and forgot the water was still running. So when I went back to cut the water off, I felt a running. And I ran. I ran and I sat down in front of my computer. He said, structuring our steps. I say, structuring our steps. He said, yeah, because y'all stepping in all kind of. Y'all making the wrong steps. You ain't making the right steps. Why you ain't making the right steps? Because you ain't got the right thoughts up in here. You ain't got the right mind. You think that you can figure it out. And then you say, ooh, Lord, work it out. Do it for me. If you don't do it, nobody. Yeah, but you won't let him do it. You got your hands in his business. And what is that? You. Did you know that you were important? Did you know that you were of value? Did you know that your situation, your concern, your problem, your challenge, that thing that make you cry, the thing that make you angry, the thing that frustrates you, concerns him about you? Yeah. That's the kind of God that we serve, y'all. We don't serve the kind of God that is not concerned about us. He said, cast your cares on me because I care for you. He didn't say, give me your cares. He said, cast on what you throw. You throwing something. To cast is to throw. And when you throw something, you ain't just doing that. Baby, you. Because I wanted to get away from me far, far away. Like I said, y'all know. The ogre. Far, far away. I wanted to get far, far away from me. Because if it's far, far away from me, what we say, out of sight, out of mind. There it is. I don't want nothing to be a strain on my brain that causes me to get into a place to start having bad thoughts. What is those bad thoughts? Those bad thoughts is anything that's contrary to what that book says. So that bad thing may happen, but I ain't going to have a bad thought about that bad thing because I know a good God. He gives a good word. And he is good. Structuring our steps. We got to first understand what a structure is. Yeah. We think we know. We think we understand. These are the definitions that the Lord had me to write. Structure. Something put together by arranging or connecting an array of parts as in to build. So it's some things that God got to put inside of you in order for you to be structured to make the right steps. Because if I don't structure you, you're going to keep stepping in that pile of. See, we got to be structured. What is structure? To arrange the arrangement of parts that gives something its basic form. How many times I told y'all go back to the basics? You're doing too much. You stepping out of line. Now, can I share something with y'all right now? I never in my life experienced so much and so many people out of line on this week in my entire life. There was no structure. Ah! It stressed me out. Until I had to turn my head and look to the side. Did y'all hear what I say? I'm going to get to that part because I'm getting ahead of myself. Structuring our steps. To structure is something put together by arranging or connecting in a array of parts as interview. So it's a lot of things that need to be connected to you, inside of you, so that you can understand the basics in order for you to be structured. You cannot have no solidity or no foundation if the building is not structured with the appropriate. So I got my mortar. I got my water. I got my bricks. But I don't have the spatula I need to throw the mortar on the brick and smooth it. So I'm using a stick. That ain't the right tool. See, we need some structure. We got to have the right stuff to build the right building. I cannot build a pillar and it be solidified if I don't first lay the foundation. Say the basics. The basics. Are y'all? Okay. Okay. To structure. It's the arrangement of parts that give something its basic form. It's an organization of parts as dominated by the general character of a whole. You cannot become whole if you do not get the appropriate characteristics that will dominate the other characteristics that you're so familiar with. Let me say it in another way. Stop doing that old stuff. Stop acting that old way. Carrying that old attitude. Because if you do not get the basics of the building of that structure, you would never have no solidity. Haven't you looked at TV or some movies and the pillar is like this? It ain't upright. It's like this. They didn't make it like that. It started leaning over because that foundation started to what? Sink. It started to sink. Look, okay. A structure. It's something put together by arranging or connecting in a array of parts as in to build. Baby, sometimes you got to disconnect and reconnect to be connected. I'm gonna say that one more time. I think that was real plain. Sometimes you got to let go. That's it and that's all. Sometimes you got to get disconnected from some things, from some folks, from some stuff, from some old ways. Oh, wait a minute. There's some old thoughts that can activate the electrify me, Lord. See, baby, I want to be connected to the plug. want to be able to have some power when I'm connected to that plug. Because if I'm not connected to that plug, I'm not going to have the power to put my flesh under subjection. I'm not going to have the mind to think right when you acting wrong towards me. I'm not going to have the mind not to take revenge when he say vengeance is mine. So I got to have the right connection that will help me to stay and be where? In my right form as I'm being what? Structured. Because I ain't going to be able to make the right steps. How in the world is you going to make some steps when you ain't even got no foundation? What you going to do? Push the dirt up. I told y'all about the round. I'm trying to explain to y'all what would happen if your steps are not structured. They got to be structured. But our steps are not structured because of the thoughts inside of our mind. Think about it. When you think about figuring it out or trying to work out how we say, make it happen. The only way that we could make it happen is because we got to think of some things inside of our mind and our thoughts. If we don't think of it, then it ain't. Okay, let me start over. We have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Because if we don't, we will not ever have the basics to structure the building. What's the building? Us's, we's, the folks and the peoples. It's all that. So, we in Psalms 37, structuring our steps. What are steps? A stage in a process. In order for me to get up on that pulpit, it's a process, right? And what's that process? Me first lifting up my leg. See, sometimes you got to lift up your thoughts. Sometimes you got to think on things that are kind and lovely, of a good report. You got to lift. That's the first step. I ain't put the S on the steps yet. I'm going to get to that. So it's a problem. I got to first lift my leg up. But before I even lift my leg up, what I got to do? I got to think to do it. And I'm telling my thoughts, lift my leg up. What are you feeding to your thoughts? What is your thoughts conjuring up that I basically thought about that structures your actions to make you lift your leg and take that step to believe the opposite of what he done already done seen? I hope I'm helping us today. We're talking about structuring our steps. What is structuring you in your mind and tell you, oh, I ain't good enough? Or I ain't I got to say this. Somebody told me I didn't think my prayer was good enough. It's a prayer unto God. Your thoughts that are basic structure your mind to believe that your prayer wasn't good enough when the Bible says we ought to always pray. We ought to pray and not faint. Pray without ceasing. So was that a good thought or a bad thought that structured you to believe the opposite of what God said for us to do? What step did you take in your thoughts that even motivated you to think that a prayer unto the Most High wasn't good enough. All prayers I gotta say this because this is what he's saying. Before the prayers go up to my God, my Father, I get rid of the ones that ain't good enough. That ain't your job, it's mine. Because he stand in between for us. He stand in between for God. So if your prayer is not good enough, he gonna get rid of the parts that ain't good enough. Not you. How you gonna structure your and then that causes you to be like this. That's it. That. Wait a minute. I'm being tossed. I'm wavering up. I ain't got no. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind by the basic element that is required for you to fulfill your purpose. And what's your purpose, y'all? God, you are purposely purposed for his purpose. So structure your steps and stop doing what you want to do. Structure your steps and stop saying what you want to say, thinking what you want to think about you. Because God said you're beautiful. Stop telling yourself you ugly. Because God said he made you what? Wonderful. Philly man. Stop. Oh, I'm too fat. Yeah, I know. I'm pleasingly plump. Notice the first word. Pleasingly. I'm just saying. We got to structure our mind. Oh, I can't do it like them. Nope, you can't do it like them. Because he made you uniquely individual. You do it in a different way, and guess what? What you do is unique too. I'm talking to everybody. Do I need to look at all y'all? I'm talking to all the people in the fold. We are of value and uniquely made. Stop structuring and laying a foundation that's going to cause you to sink or be low. I'm already preaching a sermon, but I'm going to give y'all the scriptures in a minute. Did y'all hear what I say? Because we as people need to understand that not only is the power in our tongues, but our thoughts will regulate. Did I say irregulate? Did I say regulate? And generate some things that will cause us to not to be able to structure our own steps. Did y'all hear what I say? Structuring our steps. It's a process, y'all see that? I had to first think. I remember when I couldn't tell my leg to lift up. It was nothing structuring inside of my mind to tell my leg to lift up. I kept on trying with any and everything in me. And because I could not do it, I cried. But I did not say in my mind, I ain't going to never do it. I said in my mind, Lord, I know you can do it. See, because there's some things that you can't do, even the basics. Did y'all hear that? It's hard to even do the easy stuff. I'm going to say it again. It's hard to do the easy stuff. Well, that's easier said than done. No. Even the easy stuff you say hard to do. Even the stuff you see is hard to do. How about the stuff you know you can do? It's hard to do. Now, how about that one? Steps. It's to move by raising the foot and bringing it down elsewhere, or by moving each foot in what? Succession. See, God is a God of succession. This is why he tell you to think on good things. This is why he tell you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is why he tell you to have the same mind that Jesus had. And what is that? I'm going to keep pressing. Lord, I don't want to do it, but nevertheless, Your will, not my will. God, I don't want to go, but nevertheless, I'm going to go because you said you're going with me. Lord, I'm going to act that way. I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm scared what David said. And he was one of the biggest and best warriors in the Bible. He said, Lord, I'm scared. But because you told me to go, I'm going to have courage. See, fear tries to make you think, you go that man again, that you ain't got enough courage. But I dare you to what? Step into that thing. See, some of us is right there at the brink, baby. And we're looking at the water, then we look back, say, ooh, if I, it's a lion and tigers and no, the tiger gonna die. No, it ain't no lion. No, it's sharks and whales and piranhas and crocs and it's all kind of stuff out there. So I don't know what you put out there in that water, but he said, I ain't telling you to go under. I'm telling you to walk on it. Come on. See, sometimes you just got to make that step and have in your mind that I think I can. I think it was a nursery rhyme story when I was coming up about a train. He was always discouraged. I forgot the name of that train. But the only part I remember is when he kept being lifted up by this individual saying, you could do it. And he said, just say to yourself, I think I can. I think I can. I think. What did he say? I think. See, you see how things can be structured in your life by the structuring of your thoughts, baby. It's for real. Oh, I hope I'm helping us today. Listen. Steps. It's a stage in the process. It's to move by raising the foot and bringing it down elsewhere or by moving each foot in succession. It's to move in any direction. And this is what he was talking about. We keep on doing what we want to do, how we do it, because we think we can work it out and we got the reasoning to it, and we keep stepping in a pile of I know that state. How about when you step in it and it's fresh, so the flies ain't on it, but it's on YouTube. And what is flies? Maggots. They something sticky and creepy crawling. How many times something done happened on you and experienced something, you say, ooh, I felt it all on my skin. And it ain't even touched you. But you think. I'm just saying, y'all getting it, y'all. Somebody is letting up light bulbs, baby. Somebody getting it today. It's this stuff up here. Listen to this. Steps. It's to move in any direction. It's an action planned or taken to achieve a desired result. I just said that, didn't I? It's an individual part of a process, series, or ranking. So you got to go through something in order to make the right steps, or you're going to be stepping in a pile of Psalms 37. We're going to start at verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Good. Okay, let's start over. The steps, I already told y'all what steps mean. Of a who? Good man. It does not mean you walking around here holier than thou, oh so righteous, because the Bible declares that all our righteousness is as filthy rags. The Bible goes on to say there is not one as good. So me, you, him, her, none of us is. None of us is. Let me tell y'all what good means. Good is the qualities required to achieve an end. So you want to get a certain result from that problem, that situation, then you got to think on something good. It's something useful or beneficial. You can't use nothing that's going to cause you to feel defeated. You can't use that thought of defeat. You can't use that thought of depression. You can't use that thought of lost hope. It's not benefiting you. Tell me how it's working out for you. It's not. You can't use none of that. Good is something conforming to a moral order of the universe. What is the universe? The world. The basics, y'all. It's praiseworthy character. It's a praiseworthy character. What characteristics are you carrying? The Bible says, show yourself to be friendly. You want everybody to be your friend and act like they're your friend, but you ain't friendly at all. What characteristics are you carrying? The Bible says, love one another, greet one another with a hug and a kiss, and be kind to one another. You want everybody to give it to you, but you ain't giving it to nobody. Willingly. I'm not giving it to you because I want you to give it back to me, baby. I'm giving it to you because I mean it. I'm talking about praiseworthy character. I'm talking about the kind of characteristics that are what? Good. It don't matter how mean or how mad you get or how you act or whatever. I'm not going to act like that towards you. And in the midst of it, I'm going to answer you with a soft answer because I want to turn away that anger. I want to turn away that wrath. I don't want you to be messed up and confused and frustrated and mad and bitter and angry at me. I want you to have good thoughts about me because even though you're showing evil and wicked ways towards me, I know that ain't really you. So I'm going to forgive you for not being who you really supposed to be because you have not structured your steps. Are y'all following me? I'm helping us today to be praiseworthy characters in Christ. Something that provides happiness or does good for a person or a thing. I'm trying to do, and I got your best interest at heart. I don't give a rat's tail if you don't have minds at heart. I'm going to keep praying for you because I know God can turn you back to your original state. And what is that? Good. Did I say that word again? Good. Because the Bible declares that everything that he made was good. I'm going to go over here and say it again. Everything that God made was good. We are the ones that think bad and evil and wicked. Why? Because of what we were born and shaped in. Sin and iniquity, baby. Sin and iniquity. It'll take you down every time. All of us. The brown on the ground, baby. Did you hear what I say? It'll take you down and it'll make you frown. Did you hear me? The brown on the ground, baby. You'll be doing the Michael Jackson. Trying to stop yourself from falling and ain't got nothing to grab a hold to. Baby, them thoughts. The steps of a good man. Good. It's an individual part. It's based on sound reasoning or information. So I cannot think good on you if I'm not reasoning within my own self. How can I reason with you? The Bible says, can we reason together? No, we can't reason together because I'm thinking good and you thinking bad. So what kind of reasoning do we got? Because you thinking dark, I'm thinking light, and there's no fellowship. So if there's no fellowship, then there's no reasoning. And if I cannot reason, then you have become an adversary. An adversary does not mean that. I'm against you all the time. I'm just against what you are saying right now. Because when you say adversary, first thing a person think, oh, I'm your enemy now. You ain't got no sound reasoning, baby. I never said that you was my enemy. I just said that we ain't agreeing about this thing right now. We can't reason together. So I got to have, listen to this, sound reasoning. Somebody do. And in the midst of it, I'm going to say, okay, baby, that's your opinion. I can't make you accept mine. I got my opinion. You can't make me accept yours. Guess what that is? Reasoning. It does not mean I ain't talking to them no more. Okay. I'm done with them. That ain't what that means. Can we agree even in a disagreement? Can we agree that you have your viewpoint and I have mine? And yet we are still in fellowship. That's that good that's inside of that thought. Not that bad. Or they come and say, hey, let me tell you what I do to folk. And I be knowing it all the time. They be so, oh, I walk up, I be, hey, babe.
Oh, I love you so much.
And all the time, them spirits transferring on me so I could put them at the altar so you could just simply be happy. So that you can smile a little bit. We ain't faking it till we make it. We making it without faking it, y'all. This is what we doing. This is what we doing. Here. I don't know about nobody else. So, it's based on sound reasoning. That's good. I'm going to say it again. The steps. I told y'all what steps is. It's a stage and it's a process. Of a good man are ordered by the Lord. See, you can't make no good steps if you're not allowing God to order them. He cannot order them if you're thinking something bad, acting bad, or you got this nasty disposition about yourself. Because you is just you and I am just me. It ain't all about what you're thinking. It ain't that. Because that thought ain't right. And you think it's tight. That thought ain't right. It's just not. Listen to this. Order is marked by regularity or discipline. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So in other words, are you allowing God to discipline you regularly? It's discipline. It's having elements arranged or identified according to a rule. What are you allowing to rule you? I preached about that, didn't I? See, all this stuff is all here in different scriptures saying the same thing. What? How are you disciplined? What is disciplining you? Because bad stuff can discipline you. You'll wind up in jail or hell. You won't be appraised. You won't have praiseworthy characteristics. People will be like, oh Lord, here they come. You better pray right now. They turn the corner. We're talking about order. To put in a particular arrangement, as in structured and standardized. So we're talking about the basic stuff. We're talking about the stuff that would allow us to make the right steps in the right direction. I preached that too. Are you going in the right direction? We're talking about to give a request or a demand. God can require something of you and even demanding it. Are you allowing him to order your steps by simply submitting yourself? That's a discipline. Don't you know it takes discipline to submit. I'm not going to just submit today and then tomorrow I'm not, because that's not regularity. That's not. I can't submit to this one thing and don't submit to the next. Submission is commitment. It's commitment. You cannot. I'm approving. Order is to request the doing of by virtue of one's authority. Everybody wanna be the chief. And don't nobody wanna be the Indian. Baby, I be the Indian. You know why? Because I ain't got to keep on sitting there worrying about everybody else. How we gonna do this? How we gonna do that? I'm gonna be an Indian and follow instructions and submit. And then that way I know my steps are being ordered because I got good thoughts from the basic teachings, the basic learning, and the regularity of my commitment. And in that being so, I do not have to worry about being lean to the side because I got some foundation under me. I got some solidity going on. I got some stuff that's going to be able to have me to stand still when a raging storm comes and start beating and raining on my head. Are y'all getting it? I'm going to have some stuff that I'm going to be able to reason within my own self before I react to that situation that has challenged me. I'm going to have some kind of discipline that I won't be out of character or forgetting I got to wind my name and I thought it was something else because it said E-Vet. It's spelled with a Y, baby. I have some kind of reasoning and basic knowledge of what I should do next because I'm not leaning to my own understanding. All because your viewpoint is different than mine. I got some kind of tools I can use that's going to keep me in a place where I will not be misconstruing stuff by what I see and what I heard that altered my thoughts about you, the people, and the folk. I'm just telling y'all what the Bible says. I'm just helping y'all to understand it. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Because if you allow God to order your steps, you're going to have some kind of good down inside of you. Because he's going to put it there. He says he is the only one that can impute righteousness. And when you start delighting in what the Lord delight in and doing what the Lord tell you to do by submitting, then he's going to start delighting in you because you are being obedient and you're doing it willingly and he ain't got to force you. So therefore, something comes after that. He said, if you are willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. You're going to get some stuff. So why are you worrying about what you ain't got? Or how you can't get it? Let me tell y'all what delight means. Let me help y'all right quick. Delight is a high degree of gratification or pleasure. If he take pleasure in what you're doing, he said, I'm not going to withhold no, say that word, good thing from you. Did you hear? Every good and perfect gift come from above. He used that word good so many times in this book right here. Not only is he good, his mercy. Even in spite of you not being good, he got mercy upon you. I'm fit to prove it. I'm fit to prove how no matter how much you be you, God gonna keep on trying to be God in you. I'm finna prove it. The book said, listen. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. If you allow him to be God in you, he gonna delight in you for you not being you. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. To fall is to drop oneself to a lower position. Stop degrading yourself. Stop thinking that you ain't better than nobody else. Ain't none of us better than nobody else. God may have gave you a talent that you may be able to do just a little bit better than somebody else, but that don't make them better than you. Because the talent that he gave you, he may give you the talent that he gave them, he may give you the thought to add something to it that it may complement it. So it's the... Ain't nobody got no reason to be jealous of nobody else. Ain't nobody got no reason to be pointing the finger, wagging the head, or say, oh, God will do that for them, but he won't do it for me. And he say, even though you fall, he's falling and he can't get up. McDonald McClurton say, we fall down, but we get up. But you're going to stay down there because you did the opposite of what the Lord told you to do. And so because you did the opposite of what the Lord told you to do, you're going to stay down in that lower state thinking and believing. I just said, what is that word? Mercy. He said he gives it to us new every day. He didn't say, I'm just going to give it to you new today. Don't you know if he's giving us a new mercy every day, he's giving us mercy all day. He giving us new mercy all day, during that day. Now that mercy that he gave you yesterday is a different kind of mercy than he gave you today. Because what you did yesterday was something way worse than what you did today. So you need a different kind of mercy from today to yesterday. That's why it gotta be new. God ain't the one that work with the old, baby. He can't do nothing with it. He don't change, but he want us to. We talking about praiseworthy characteristics now. I'm just telling y'all everything that he gave me. This is the stuff that can help us to become what God wants us to be. That's two words in one. Everything that you are, you just what God said you are. Stop thinking that you are something different than what you can. I didn't know my parents. Well, who am I? You, who are you? If you don't know who you is, don't nobody else know who you is either. Ain't nobody else gonna recognize who you are either if you don't know who you are. God done already told you who you is. If you think you less than what you think you less than what, you think you less than what he said that you was, then guess what you are, because the Bible says what you think. So shall you be. Don't try to blame nobody else for your own inner failures. Let me say it again. Don't look at nobody else in their succession or their achievements all because you thought you couldn't or you can't. That's what you think of you. Don't try to make me think the same thing that you think of you, because Yvette gonna try to build you up and tell you who God said you was. Anything that's contrary of that, that's your own thought. Don't try to put it on me, boo. That's you thinking that about you. You are of value. You ain't gonna come around me and the Lord show me something and then you just sitting on all that gold. Baby, spend some of it. Spend some of it. We all need a little bit of shine. Did you hear what I say? I like gold. It got some kind of value. But even when you bring that gold, it got to first go through the process to shine. Because when they bring that gold up out that ground, baby, it got all kind of black stuff, draw stuff. It got all kind of stuff on it before you get to the valuable part. Now we're going all the way back, rewind to everything that I said at first. Is y'all getting it? I hope I'm helping us today. that we be able to understand these things, that we can get a good report about our own selves. What the world, people? It don't matter what nobody else say or what they think or how they feel or what the devices. God say he throwing his weight around on our behalf today. Did y'all hear what I say? I don't know what they think they're doing, and they ain't doing what they're supposed to do, and they done taking so long. Baby, I declare and decree that they're going to get fire in their bones concerning me, and they're going to fight for me, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that, and they're not going to tear it. I declare and decree, and then I'm going to take it to the Lord, and I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to say, and I'm going to trust you, Lord, in your time. Then I ain't going to worry about it no more. I'm just going to be sitting back, cross my legs, and be in expectation, because I know it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I know that. See, that's all that good stuff. I'm not going to sit here and think, oh, Lord, I can't. Lord, you said I never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed baking bread. I ain't hungry. I just ain't got the food I want, but I got what I need. And guess what? I'm full and got to go to the toilet bowl. Because it went in and I know it got to come out. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, all I can tell y'all is the truth. I can't tell you nothing different or beyond that. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in them. Listen to this. Though he fall, he shall not utterly. It's to an absolute or extreme degree. It's to the full extent. Stop thinking that you are at the extent of God showing you mercy when he say he give it to you every day. Wait a minute. It's a scripture to say his mercy endured for what? Ever. Just sing it. Forever. I'm happy that I got a mercy forever. Just get to dancing. I'm not utterly cast out. To be cast is to cause to move or send forth by throwing. It's to throw off or away. It's to get rid of or discard. I am so glad that even though I fall, that he has not thrown me away. He still want me, baby. He's a God of a second chance. He the kind of God that say, come on. I know your downfalls. I know any and everything that you're going through. Come on, let me help you to get it right. Because you can't get it right. Come on, let me show you how much I love you when you felt loveless. Come on, let me build you up when you are depressed. You ain't got to be depressed. Keep your mind stayed on me. I'm going to give you some peace about that thing. I'm talking about all that good stuff, y'all. I'm talking about all that stuff. Listen, I ain't making this up. This is what he's saying. He's saying, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. What is uphold? This for the blow, y'all. It's to give support to. I support you even though I know you a sinner. If I didn't support you, I wouldn't sit amongst you. If I didn't support you, I wouldn't tell you, come, beloved. See, he calls us his beloved. If I did not want to support you, then I turn you over to a reprobate. And the only reason why I turn you over to a reprobate is because I supported you for so long and for so much until you just kept rejecting my support. I know you're weak in this area. That's why I gave you somebody else that's strong in that area that can help you. I know you can't get over that thing by yourself. That's why I said y'all help us one to another. I know you shamed and embarrassed about that thing, but this is why I'm trying to tell you right now. I'm going to lift you up. You ain't got to be shamed and embarrassed. I'm going to lift you up so until that shame and embarrassment going to turn into a testimony. You're going to be able to talk about the thing that you wanted to. You ain't want nobody to know. You ain't want nobody to see. And then, oh, they can't believe it, baby. Did you hear what I say? I'm not ashamed of what God brought me through. Because if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So all that secret stuff that we try to hold on, every secret thing, God gonna break it off. He say he's selling something. He moving some things out the way. Listen to this. He said to uphold is to keep elevated and lifted up. It's to continue to declare to be true or proper despite opposition or objections. So it's a whole bunch of people that is not going to relate to it. Well, they was doing that. God, you know, I saw them in such, and they in their prayer. Yep, that was yesterday. Why you holding on to that yesterday when they looking for a future today? I don't care what you said or what you did yesterday. I'm worried about your salvation and your soul right now today. Did you forget about yesterday? See, because you got to think about that good thing. Oh, I can't get over this, and I can't get past this, and I know I did this, and I saw what you did it. God revealed it. You know it. You acknowledge it. Okay, you are not cast out. Keep it moving, people. Come on now. Let's move it. What you going to do? You going to stay down there? You going to keep belittling yourself? You gonna keep thinking and believing that you can't. He say my mercy and do it what? Forever. What's really going on with us in our thoughts and our mind concerning our own sins? We ain't talking about everybody else. We get into that state in our mind and in our heart. It takes us to a low, dark place. Then we can't pull ourselves up. And then God say, you know what? I got so much mercy on them, and I'm thinking about them so much. He'll send somebody to throw a rope down there to you, and then you close your eyes and say, I can't see it. Open your eyes then. Sometimes you don't see people helping you, and they trying to help you to help yourself. They trying to help you to help yourself. But don't get mad at them. And then turn them and say, you know what? They don't see that rope. I'm going to put a knot at the end so when I throw it this time, it'll hit them in the head. Maybe they can feel something. Maybe they can feel something. Then open their eyes. Like, oh. Walking around with our eyes open, wide shut. What the world is that? What the world is that? To uphold is to hold up or serve as a foundation for. He your foundation, baby. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. God got you in the very palm of his hand. Structure your steps. Structure yourself in a way that God wants you to go and not the way that you want to go. And then that way you won't be slipping and sliding. Avoid the brown, it'll knock you down. You'll be frowning, hurting, crying, mad, vengeful, all that stuff. We want God to structure our thoughts that we can structure our steps. How? By allowing him to order them. And how's that? By helping us to return back to our original state, which is what, y'all? Good. Good. That's it in that song. Write that stuff down. Write down all that stuff. Put it on a yellow sheet of paper. Bring it to the altar. Come to the altar and start praying for yourself as I pray for you.